I'm passionate about poetry. I'm passionate about British literature, which I'm already going to be teaching this year. So I'm super excited about that. Specifically like Anglo-Saxon epic poetry, things like that. I'm very excited about that. But on top of that, I'm really passionate about world mythology. So I hope that's something I can bring in, work in someday.
In the course, is the writing that the students do more evaluative writing, or is there also opportunities for creative writing?
Yeah, a lot of the writing assignments definitely are, like you said, evaluative. They are research and argumentative writing, but there's definitely some assignments in there and some room for creativity, some personal writing, some reflective writing, some poetic writing, all of that. So, yeah.
Very cool. And what about the drama? Tell us about the drama.
Oh, yeah, the drama. There's not really a precedent for that in the district right now. I don't think. At least I've been told that there hasn't been an official drama class in the high school for a number of years. So there's not really a curriculum I'm working off of. So it's, you know, I'm sort of designing it as I go, which I'm really excited about. I've taught drama and I've been a director and a playwright. I really hope to give my students just a very well-rounded experience with theater, because I wholeheartedly believe both in ELA and in theater that there is something there for everyone. And, you know, in theater that can show through, you know, in there's, you know, the production side of theater, which is, you know, very mechanical, very plastic. So you've got costuming and you have, you know, set design and building and light design, sound design, that sort of thing. Those are all there for people who maybe don't feel comfortable acting on the stage, or who, you know, are nervous in that way, but are still creative. And yeah, so I'm excited for that. I'm excited to teach acting. I'm excited to delve into some theater history and to be reading some, you know, Greek classical theater, looking at some Indian Sanskrit theater, things like that. So pretty excited about all of it.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about your background?
So for the past few years, my summer job has been fishing in Bristol Bay, gill netting, and that's been a really good experience for me. I've loved that. I love being out on the ocean. I love fishing, and I like the community that comes along with it. And then, yeah, education-wise, I have two bachelor degrees from Montana State University in literature, and then theater, music, English, all those wrapped up into a degree. And then I'm working on my master's degree right now. So.
And you are new to Petersburg or no?
Yes, I am new to Petersburg. I've visited Petersburg. I've been in Petersburg before this, but this is my first time living here. My family is from Southeast, so I'm just excited to be in town with them. And
they're in the region somewhere?
Yeah, they live here in Petersburg.
Oh, so. In Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah.